God's word for our consideration this morning. God's word to feed us. God's word to nourish our lives as we walk the path of life as God's redeemed children in Jesus is from the gospel lesson. And this morning, I'm going to do something like I've done before. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to concentrate on this word of God from the gospel lesson, Matthew chapter 17. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John his brother and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Tell no one the vision until the Son of Man is raised from the dead." You can open your eyes. Listening to that piece of scripture, God speaking to us about the transfiguration, you are there. You are in the midst. You are there with Moses and Elijah. You are hearing them speak. If some of the older members will remember, February of 1953, a program came on the airwaves. It was on radio and television. Of course, television was black and white back then. But it was a series that was hosted by Walter Cronkite. And the title was "You Are There." And they had actors playing the parts of people in history, inviting people to listen and to be absorbed by history. It didn't make any difference if it was the Hindenburg or if it was the Battle of Hastings or the execution of Joan of Arc. People got to know what it was all about just by viewing or listening to that program. You, on the other hand, now know about the Transfiguration because you are there. You are listening to God speaking about Jesus. You are listening to God saying, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus," because Jesus is there. He is speaking to each and every one of us. And he's speaking to us, to those of us who have problems, to those of us who have endured sickness, who have endured cancer, who have endured heart disease, who have endured separation from family members. God is speaking to each and every one of us through this gospel lesson of Jesus being transfigured on the mountain, of Jesus standing there with his disciples. And the word that Jesus speaks to his disciples as they were coming down the mountain, "Do not share this vision with anyone until I have been raised." The reason is, because he didn't want to be made king, or people tried to make him king. But you are there. You are hearing. You are listening. You are listening to this word that God has for you through his holy word. The word that we use each and every day of our lives to give us knowledge of Jesus. To give us that knowledge that God will always be with us, that God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in times of difficulty, as the psalmist writes in Psalm 46. that Martin Luther used to write, "A mighty fortress is our God." God is there with us as he speaks to us. "Do not fear, I have redeemed you, I have called you by name. You are mine. When you walk through the waters, I will be with you. And the rivers, they will not overflow you. And when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, nor will the flame scorch you. For I am the Holy One of Israel, your Savior." God speaks these words to us on the mountain of life. And I want you to think about that mountain of life, because it brings many different kinds of things. It brings the joys, and it brings the sorrows. It brings the need for us to hear from our gracious God that he has a word of life for each one of us. He has a word of forgiveness, a word of strength, a word of presence. That God is present in your life. That he will not forsake you, nor will he leave you. He won't leave you desolate, no matter what the problem is, no matter what the joy is. And speaking of joy, I should ask where each and every one of you were 40 years ago. 40 years ago when we won against the Russians. I can tell you where I was. I was there watching, because I had nothing else to do, because Karen was in labor. So I got to watch. I was there. Of course, I was there through another friend that I played hockey against. One of the guys on the team. I was there. You were there. We are with Jesus every step of the way, because God gives us certain kind of eyes. You know what eyes those are? Those are faith eyes. As Paul says to the Corinthians, in his second letter to the Corinthian church, the 5th chapter, 7th verse, "We live by faith, not by sight." Think about it. We live by faith. Faith in what God has promised for us. Because in Jeremiah chapter 29, God says, "I have plans for you, plans to prosper you, plans not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." God has those plans for us, and he tells us on that mountain of life, he tells us to listen to his Son. Do we? Do we listen to Jesus? Do we listen to God's word? There are times that we're very, very strong, and we'll listen to God and his word. But then there's times that we want to go our own way, because we know better, don't we? We're living here. God's not here. Oh, but God is. God is living right with us. He's walking with us. He's talking with us through his word, because we are there. We're witnessing Jesus. We're witnessing the miracle of life, not just babies, but we're witnessing the miracle of our faith life in Jesus as we're on that mountain, as we're there with God's word. God that strengthens us. God that is there in our future. I didn't realize that I was going to be a Missouri Assembly Lutheran pastor until God started closing doors and trying to open up these eyes to what he really wanted. I thought that God wanted me to be in the medical field. But he closed each and every one of the doors that I would try to open. God closes and opens doors of our life. Opens doors that we see and windows that we hear of God's mercy and love.
He is there every step of the way because He uses us. He uses our hands and our voices. He uses our presence with other people so that we may give a witness. He uses you with the gifts that He has bestowed upon you to give God glory and mercy and love, because He wants to reach out to an unbelieving world. I use this in Bible study, that the fastest growing church in the world is not the Muslim. It's not Islam. It's the church of none. People are going away from God and His Word in droves because they feel that God doesn't have a word for them, that God doesn't, His Word doesn't apply to their lives. But it really, really does apply to each and every one of us. As we open up the Scriptures, we see, yes, God has a word concerning the sin that we have committed, that for the wages of sin is death. But yet, as we open up the Scriptures, He has a word of life for us in Jesus, that Jesus is the resurrection and the life. He gives us what He wants to give us, life and forgiveness of sins, directing us by His word, so that we may also reach out to others with that word of joy, with that word of peace, with that word of consolation and love, because God loves you in Jesus, and God will never go away from you. He wants us to focus our eyes on Jesus. A five-year-old child went outside to play, and all of a sudden he started climbing that oak tree in the back of the yard, And he got up so high, he wanted to see how high he got. So he looked down. He was petrified. He froze. He hugged the tree with all his might. He wasn't going to fall. His mom had to call the fire department. The fire department arrived, and the rescuer came up, and he went up the tree. And he got to the young boy, and he said, "Look at my eyes. Do not look down. Focus on my eyes." And they climbed down together as the child was focusing on the eyes of the rescuer. God gives us this word to share with other people. He wants us to focus on Jesus and to focus on His life, His death, His glorious resurrection, so that we can also share that glorious word that God has for each and every one of us, that we have life and salvation in Jesus Christ. In Christ's holy name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep and guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We continue our service by singing